local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
That's right. It's time for hour number three. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Austin and Jake here in the studio with you. 6:13 here. We'll get right into our top three stories, starting with Tim Walz. He's in Pennsylvania for his first rally with Vice President Kamala Harris as her running mate. And of course, Fox News has been covering it. And one of the quotes that they had cited was apparently he described Trump and Vance as quote unquote weird as hell. Harris reportedly told the Minnesota governor the news that he would be her running mate this morning on a video call. On X, Walz said that it's an honor of a lifetime to join Harris in her campaign for the White House, and the two of them are going to be hitting multiple battleground states over the course of this week.
Well, on the other side, Trump campaign is already attacking Governor Walz.
Of course it is.
The campaign campaign's press secretary called Walz a West Coast wannabe who is a dangerously liberal extremist. Republicans this morning wasted no time in branding the Democratic ticket the most liberal ticket in American history. Walz is a former educator and congressman who served in the Army National Guard.
And the three Americans who were part of a prisoner swap with Russia are headed back to their homes. Retired Marine Paul Whelan and journalists Evan Gerskovich and Asu Kermasheva have been released from a military hospital in San Antonio. That's where they were treated for the psychological impacts of being locked up. And Whelan, who worked as a security consultant, had been in a Russian prison since 2018. Just about 6:15 here, we will get our first quick check of the roads and weather before we carry on to local headlines. Let's see. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Staples Stores. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices on everything for back to school,
hot
even
deals.
Technology. Yeah, hot deals.
Hot.
You can save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. All right, looking at the roads here, we were seeing several issues in our last update, but it looked like a lot of the problems we were having were dying down. Looking at the roads here, it's looking even better than last time. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still has some minor issues. Same with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. We also have some problems lingering on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather?
96 degrees right now. We're expecting a low of 79 overnight. No precipitation. Looking at the News Radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar, no showers in the area. No real chance for showers really leading through the weekend and into next week. 20% is our highest chance leading through next Monday. Tomorrow, though, the story, 100 degrees for a expected high, 79 for a low tomorrow. So definitely check on your elder family and neighbors and your pets. Make sure everybody's hydrated. Winds are out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour. Tomorrow, the UV index is going to be extreme. So definitely take care. Stay out of the sun as much as you can and stay hydrated.
Absolutely. Getting into our local headlines here, Pensacola's 2025 fiscal budget has been drafted, and it amounts to about $317.3 million. According to a city press release, there will be no millage rate increase. City officials said in the release that the general fund is expected to see $5.9 million in revenue growth. $1.7 million of the fund balance will be appropriated, leaving $14.399 million in council reserves. A pair of public hearings will happen sometime in August to discuss the budget. The Pensacola City Council will hold an 8:30 a.m. workshop session on Monday, August 12th. And where did we say this was again, Jake?
The Hagler Mason Conference Room on the second floor of City Hall.
Awesome. All righty. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office deployed its disaster response team to Lafayette County yesterday afternoon to assist with Hurricane Debbie's aftermath. According to a news release, Lafayette County Sheriff Brian Lamb personally requested help from SRC Sheriff Bob Johnson and deputies because of their help in the last storm.
Did you do that way so that you wouldn't have to read the really long stories?
No, I did that so I would.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I think the words you're looking for are thank you, Austin.
Yeah, exactly. I respect that move. Thank you so much for taking it easy on me. In a shorter story than the one coming up after this one, an Escambia County deputy was fired after being arrested Saturday night. 40-year-old Christopher Turney was booked into Escambia County Jail on charges of child cruelty, child neglect, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That's via a parent failing to require school attendance. He was released from jail Sunday afternoon on $17,000 bond. No further details were released about that case.
All right, so this is one of the daunting stories that we just foreshadowed here. All right, so we've had several more dilapidated boats having been removed from Bayou Chico in West Pensacola as part of an ongoing effort to clean up the waterway. That's good news. It's just that the story length is rough. Escambia County's Marine Resources Division recently removed three derelict vessels from the bayou with the help of state funds provided for the removal from Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They spent just under $7,000 to remove a 129-foot blue Columbia sailboat, $10,000 to remove a 36-foot Trojan cabin motorboat called Shark, and it cost more than $9,500 to remove an unnamed 33-foot cabin motorboat also sinking in the bayou. Now that the vessels are gone, there are currently no derelict vessels in Bayou Chico as defined by state and county statuses, statutes. However, county staff say that they are starting the process to have two new boats declared sunk and half-sunk, and they're monitoring 10 additional vessels that appear to be at risk of becoming derelict due to declining condition or lack of current registration.
About a week from now, students in Northwest Florida will be back in the classroom. And according to the National Retail Federation, each household with K through 12 students spends about $875 on school supplies, despite some families' need to be frugal, with one mother telling WEAR News she aims to spend only $60 to $80. The recent Stuff the Bus campaigns in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties all go towards getting students the necessary supplies they need for the year, collecting lots of donations. If you need help, you can reach out to your child's school or dial 211 to see what's available.
Yes, I will say, I think part of the blame in such a stark contrast, $875 is what each household spends, but one mother's looking to spend only $60 to $80. I'm assuming as far as their... I think the metrics are a bit different depending on what supplies we're talking about. Because, I mean, $875, that sounds like that's including, like, textbooks
clothing
and stuff.
You know, everything.
And maybe, yeah. Maybe more stuff like
but
that
I got to
well.
Tell you, man, my wife has turned me on to Dollar Tree and and Family Dollar and Dollar General. You can get a lot of stuff there really, really cheap. So I hope people are using that as an option, too.
Yeah, especially some of the basics. I mean, just like pencils, notebooks, and stuff like that. Yeah, that's definitely the place to look.
I mean, I got ragged on if I didn't have, you know, Nike Air Jordans on, but nobody really cared what kind of pens and pencils I had or how cool my Trapper Keeper was.
No, nobody cares about that. Yeah. The private beach, public beach conflict continues on Perdido Key. P&J reports that six condo associations on Perdido Key are involved in a lawsuit against Escambia County that's asking the court to determine if a 75-foot public easement on the beach in front of their property is valid. Escambia County implemented the public easement last year after the original deeds were discovered. The wording on the deeds indicates that the U.S. government intended for those portions of Perdido Key beaches to remain open to the public, but prior to the discovery of the deeds, the public was barred from what some owners considered their private beach property. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who represents Perdido Key, is determined to fight to keep the Gulf Front easement open to the public. He said that the private property owners are benefiting from the recent addition of lifeguards and other amenities as a result of public tax dollars. So, said it last hour, and I'll say it now, definitely not the last we're going to be hearing about that story. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, some state headlines and national news as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call. Guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
My grandfather taught me, if you give a small man a little bit of power, you have a big problem. Well, District 1, Escambia County, you have a big problem. District 1 has a commissioner who helped authorize a retirement plan for other commissioners that was outrageously expensive and stopped by a lawsuit. It is time to get decisions out of back rooms. It's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger on August 20th.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. August is here, and that means college football is just around the corner. Join us on August 8th on the Pensacola Extra Panel to learn more about the upcoming football season and what you can expect from our West Florida Argonauts. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Extra Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Drum beat lasted a bit longer than the rest of the song there, it seemed. Alrighty, let's see. We just have some backup still at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. That's particularly if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway. Outside of that one little spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather looking?
96 degrees still, humidity at 44%, expecting a low of 79 tonight. Tomorrow, though, 100 degrees for a high, 79 for a low. Precipitation chances coming up later on this week are very, very low. 20% Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Looking at the ThreatNet radar, not seeing any showers anywhere near us. And it's just going to stay hot and clear skies throughout the rest of the week.
All right. Getting into some state headlines here. Damage assessment and cleanup underway across Tampa Bay after Debbie, which, of course, passed by as a tropical storm but made landfall in Taylor County as a Category 1 hurricane on Monday morning. In Sarasota County, about 500 people had to be rescued from their homes. In Manatee County, more than 200 people were taken to higher ground on Monday. Plans are underway now for a strategic release of water from Lake Manatee to mitigate the impact of the rainfall and to ensure that the Manatee Dam remains in good condition.
More than 100,000 customers remain without power in Florida following the passage of Debbie on Monday. Most of the customers who lost power were in the Big Bend region of North Central Florida, where Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. Speaking this morning in Steinhatchee in Taylor County, Governor Ron DeSantis said nearly 600,000 customers have been restored. DeSantis noted that 17,000 linemen were deployed to deal with outages, and National and State Guard troops are also on the ground to help areas impacted by the storm.
And speaking of DeSantis, he's ripping into Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick. DeSantis called Minnesota Governor Tim Walz a leftist who let the Black Lives Matter riots destroy one of his cities in 2020. He says, we do not need an America representing the failed policies of San Francisco and Minneapolis.
Well, there are new details in a deadly ambush that killed a Lake County deputy. The sheriff's office says more than 20 guns, conspiracy theory-related literature, and gas masks were all found inside the Eustis home where the incident took place last Friday night. Authorities say 48-year-old Julie Sulpizio lured deputies to her property while her husband and two adult daughters waited with firearms pointed at the door. The family members, who were later found dead with self-inflicted gunshot wounds, are accused of killing Deputy Bradley Link and injuring two others. Investigators believe Sulpizio was initially trying to kill her neighbors. She was due in court for her first appearance for over a dozen charges, including murder, earlier this morning.
And we have an update here on a Flagler County teenager. He's been sentenced to 5 years in prison after a teacher's aide was attacked at a school last year. He was facing as much as three decades. Brendan Deepa received his sentencing today after pleading no contest in connection to the incident at Matanzas High School in Palm Coast back in February of 2023. He was only 17 years old at the time. The teen's attorneys claimed that he's autistic and acted out after the employee took his Nintendo Switch. The victim explained in a previous court hearing how the attack left her with hearing loss, vision impairment, and broken ribs. Here nationally, a Pakistani national with reported ties to Iran was taken into custody last month on charges of plotting to assassinate former President Trump. That's according to ABC News. Asif Merchant flew from Pakistan to the U.S. after spending time in Iran to recruit hitmen to carry out the assassination attempt on Trump and attacks on other public officials. He contacted a confidential informant that was working with the FBI and was arrested. He's charged with murder for hire.
J.D. Vance thinks Vice President Kamala Harris picked her running mate to appease what he calls the anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party, claiming Harris passed on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro because of the Jewish moderate's support for Israel. Donald Trump's own VP pick went on to say he called Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota to congratulate him on the VP nod. He said he left a voicemail telling Walz to, quote-unquote, enjoy the ride. What does that mean? But has not yet heard back from the new Democratic VP pick. Was it like...
from one potential VP to another, I guess.
Was it like, hey, man, congratulations on getting the nod, man. That's great. Enjoy the ride. Or was it like, congratulations on getting the nod. Enjoy the ride.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a mixture of both. I will say... J.D. Vance, while he put his spin on it with the whole anti-Semitic wing stuff, I do believe that there could be some truth to that if, you know, because Israel-Hamas is a very touchy subject. So I could definitely see Harris making her call depending on how her VP would stand on that. I don't know. 6:30 Fox News break coming up. We'll listen or we will hear from some of her supporters coming up.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Vice President and Democratic presumptive nominee Kamala Harris announcing her running mate today, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
When Vice President and I talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make your own health care decisions. And for our children to be free to go to school without worrying they'll be shot dead in their classroom.
The two sharing a stage in Philadelphia this evening. They'll embark on a campaign tour of several swing states. Former President Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, also holding an event today in Pennsylvania's largest city, taking aim at the Harris-Walz ticket.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
Walz has served as Minnesota's governor since 2019. America's listening, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Air travelers affected by the massive IT outage last month are now suing CrowdStrike. Three flyers blaming CrowdStrike's negligence in testing and deploying its software for the outage. The plaintiffs say that as flyers spend hundreds of dollars on lodging, meals, and alternative travel, others missed work or suffered health problems from having to sleep on the airport floor. Shares of Kenvue shot towards record gains today after the parent of consumer health brands like Band-Aid, Tylenol, and Benadryl reported second quarter profits that rose above expectations. Revenue also went higher than forecasted as sales of allergy products accelerated late in the quarter. On Wall Street, stocks bounced back after back-to-back sessions of global sell-offs. The Dow gained 294 points, while the NASDAQ composite shot up by 166. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Brandon Ayuk reportedly was offered a contract by the 49ers that would pay him roughly $26 million a year. Ayuk wants more money, though, and according to Matt Maiocco, the 49ers have the framework of a trade done with the Patriots and Browns. Many fans have since asked, why would Ayuk leave a Super Bowl contending team for New England or Cleveland? And it shows that fans view winning as the most important thing, while most players view money as priority number one, and I have zero problem with that. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Atlas Beverage Class, Atlas Oyster House Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, cooking classes at Jackson's, and 75-cent Oyster Night at Atlas, tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 430.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Egyptian.
No, that's not that song either, is it?
No, it's not. I will say...
0 for 2.
I think I may have played this song recently, like relatively recently.
What song? What's the name of that one?
Looking For by Stir.
Stir.
I think I may have played this one recently. I don't know. Either way. Yeah, it's a decent song, though. All right. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Last time I checked the roads, didn't appear like I had too much to talk about. Very happy to say that. Looking at the roads again, that appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. Jake, how's the weather, my man?
96 degrees still and going to be a low of 79 tonight. Tomorrow, the big story is 100 degrees expected for the high. Again, 79 for a low. Pretty much the same throughout the rest of the week. High temperatures and low humidity. 44%. That's pretty low for this time. No precipitation. Looking at the ThreatNet radar, we have no showers in the area, so it's going to be very dry, very sunny, and very hot for the rest of the week.
Okay. No, not what I wanted to hear, but it's what I expected to hear given this time of year.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we were talking when we left off before the Fox News break. We were talking about some of the critics of Tim Walz and his selection as Kamala Harris's VP. But he does have some supporters, including former President Barack Obama. He's praising Kamala Harris's decision to choose Walz as her running mate. Obama, in a statement, said that Walz's signature is his ability to talk like a human being and treat everyone with decency and respect. The former president highlighted Walz's career as a teacher, congressman, and commander sergeant major in the National Guard. The 60-year-old Democrat served in the House for 12 years before being elected governor of Minnesota in 2018. I will say, Jake, you questioned this earlier. Praising him for his ability to talk like a human being and treat everyone with decency and respect, it's like, okay, that seems to be a pretty basic thing to applaud him for.
Yeah.
But I think the point Obama was trying to make was, you know, Trump isn't that way.
Good point there. Good inference. Yeah, that's probably exactly what, well, you know, at least this guy sounds like a human being and treats people with decency and respect.
Yeah, he's humane.
Yeah. Coming from the deporter in chief, Obama. California Governor Gavin Newsom is reacting to Vice President Kamala Harris's pick for a running mate. Newsom posted to his X account that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is, quote, all about doing the right thing. Whether it's free school meals, which there's a scandal apparently behind that whole deal, or standing up against gun violence, he's never been intimidated. He's about honor and decency and is exactly the right pick in a campaign about daylight versus darkness, he says. Newsom continued to add that Walz has been, quote, an incredible partner as a governor and will make an incredible vice president, unquote.
Hmm. I looked at it. We had a texter talk about that scandal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
did you see? Did you did you click on the link?
I did not.
I did. I kind of skimmed through it. It was about like a fraud thing that happened a couple years back with this whole school lunch thing. I will say it was something about like Republicans were criticizing Walz for it. And he had, you know, he came to his own defense talking about, well, hey, you know, we couldn't. Basically saying my hands were tied with this or that because they were criticizing him for not acting sooner. So it's just kind of like, a he said, he said thing like, oh, why didn't you act sooner? Well, for this reason. It's like, okay, well, at that point, it just kind of cancels out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other things we have going on here nationally. At least 5 homes have been destroyed by the Edge Hill Fire in Southern California. The fire broke out a little before 3 p.m. local time on Monday and has burned over 20 acres in San Bernardino. Evacuations were ordered as hundreds of firefighters were in the area to try and slow down the blaze. The town was seeing a temperature of 107 degrees when the fire broke out.
We didn't talk about Elon Musk, did we, with the President Trump interview?
All right, so
former President Trump says he's actually going to do an interview with Elon Musk. Of course, in the past, billionaire owner of X, Elon Musk, has been a supporter of Trump. So on his Truth Social platform, Trump said that the interview will take place this next Monday night, a little less from a week from now. He added that more details will be announced later. This could be really, really cool, I think. This could be fun to watch. I don't know. Trump sometimes just kind of gets in a pattern where he'll just repeat this phrase over and over again, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
And so he spends a lot of time kind of, I don't know, ramping his comments by repeating the previous comment like 20 times. I don't know, but Elon Musk, he's really an interesting guy. I've been watching a lot of his interviews that he does with Joe Rogan and other people, and wow, he's just, you know, he's reached that point where he's got enough money where he can just pretty much say or do whatever he wants, and you know, he doesn't care what people think.
Yeah, no, that's going to be that sit down's going to turn a lot of heads for sure.
Mm-hmm.
9 staff members of the UN have been fired after revelations that they may have been involved in Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. That's according to the findings of a UN investigation of the Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. No details have been released yet about the 9 men and what they may have done.
Louisiana's top officials are going to bat for the state's new law requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms. I've been tongue-tied all day. At a news conference on Monday, Attorney General Liz Merle, said she's asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit by the ACLU, which she says was filed prematurely. Republican Governor Jeff Landry joined Merle in saying that they're ready to defend the Ten Commandments law in federal court if it becomes necessary.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise there that we're still hearing about that conflict.
Yeah.
All righty, got some sports notes for you here. We do have a medal count. So,
medals update.
Yes. In I was about to say in layman's terms. No, that's not the right way to put it. Yeah. In enthusiasts' terms, yes, that right there.
Oh, okay.
86 total medals for the United States of America. 24 gold. So we are leading the world in both now. Behind us is the People's Republic of China. They are second place, a distant second when it comes to total medals. They've got 59 to our 86 and 22 gold medals to our 24. America and China's kind of been teetering back and forth with the edge in gold medals there. So that's pretty huge. I will say, where was I going to go with this? I can't remember. I mean, we've got a few Olympics headlines here. I thought I was going to say something else, though. Either way, whatever. In gymnastics, America's number one. That's all you need to know.
Yes.
In gymnastics, Simone Biles is the most decorated American gymnast of all time. And once the Paris Olympics are over, she's going to be touring the U.S. The Gold Over America Tour will visit more than 30 cities from September through November. Organizers say that Biles and other stars from Team USA will lead a gravity-defying show. They'll launch the tour in California on September 17th in Los Angeles.
You know, we had Dancing with the Stars. What about, like, gymnastics with the stars? Have Simone Biles on there and have people, you know, like celebrities, you know, that are, still in the prime of their life, maybe pretty fit, could do some stuff like that. Get them on the balance beam. See how they do.
Yeah.
Get Matthew McConaughey on a balance beam.
I will say, that's going to be a bit harder to pull off than Dancing with the Stars.
Because not only, beers down,
yeah, not only is the need for an ideal age all the stricter, but also it's just a matter of, oh my gosh, I mean, you think there's room for or you think there's chance of injury with dancing, gymnastics? Oh my goodness. I mean, you can kill yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough. But you know what? You know what's not rough? Women's soccer. The U.S. is really shining in that, ain't it, Jake?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The U.S. women's soccer team will actually play for a gold medal at the Paris Olympics. They defeated Germany 1-0 in the semifinals of the women's soccer tournament today. The match went into overtime, or as it's listed here, extra time, with Sophia Smith breaking the scoreless. Is that what they call it in soccer, extra time? Instead of overtime?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, because I think it's HT when it's halftime, FT when full time, and I think ET is extra time. Yes,
okay.
I think so.
Okay, football. Breaking the scoreless tie in the 95th minute, the team will now face the winner of the Brazil-Spain semifinal match. The gold medal match will be played Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on a channel that I probably don't pay for.
that is true, yes. In the NBA here, with or without the NBA, Charles Barkley is staying with TNT Sports.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm staying with TNT.
Yes, that was not Jake. That was an audio clip that we had of Charles.
So good.
On Tuesday, TNT Sports announced Barkley had reaffirmed his long-term commitment that will see him continue to contribute for many years to come. During the NBA Finals, he had said that he would retire from broadcasting after next season, whether or not Warner Bros. Discovery was able to renew its rights deal with the league. TNT was not included in the new media rights deal announced by the league last month, resulting in a lawsuit being filed. Barkley signed a 10-year agreement with TNT Sports in 2022.
All right. Well, in college football, Pitbull, you know our old favorite guy, Pitbull, right? he's buying the naming rights to Florida International's football stadium. Florida International University's Board of Trustees voted to approve the 5-year deal. The international musician will pay the school $1.2 million a year. Pitbull is also known as Mr. 305, Miami's area code, and attended Miami Coral Park High School. The Miami-based university will be the first to have a college athletics building named after a musician. And this is a fun little trick at home, and you can do it. You can do it later on after air if you want. But like saying the word baby. Like, how fast can you say the word baby repeatedly? Like, baby, 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 baby. Have you heard that song?
Oh, yeah. It's Fireball.
I'm on fire. Yeah. So, like, just that alone, you know, just a lot of respect for anybody that can say multiple B sounds like that.
Yes, that is Pitbull's legacy with or without the FIU stuff. No, it is. Yeah, that's why he's the pro. All right, if you're looking at the roads here.
That's why it's not Austin Price International Football Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well either.
Yeah.
If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, this is going to be if you are passing University Parkway. We've got some backups developing in that area. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather looking?
Well, it's still hot, 96 degrees now, a low overnight of 79. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 100 degrees with a low of 79. No precipitation really in the forecast leading into next week. Humidity is going to hover around 50%. The UV index tomorrow is going to be excruciatingly high, so please check on your pets and your elderly neighbors and family members as we reach those high temperatures. And it's just going to be clear skies and hot temps all week.
All right. Yeah, the Floridian way. Well, actually, no, the Floridian way would be rain, so I guess it's not all bad. All righty, some health, business, and science notes here. Wall Street closing with stocks higher. This is, of course, just a day after the huge meltdown that everybody had regarding the fear surrounding a recession coming for the U.S. economy. Japanese stocks helped boost Wall Street after the Nikkei 224 posted its best since 2008 on Tuesday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 294 points to 38,997. The S&P 500 rose by 53 points to 5240, and the NASDAQ gained 166 points to 16,366.
See, like I was saying yesterday, just those numbers start coming out, and I'm just like, I don't know what any of that means. 294 to 38,997. I don't know. Did I make money or not? Did we lose or win? What happened?
The first sentence is all that matters. Wall Street closing with stocks higher.
All right. Artificial intelligence may play a big role in you know, it's funny, you said Floridian a second ago.
Yes.
That's the Floridian way. When I was a kid, I didn't know any better. And, you know, you hear phrases when you're a kid and you misinterpret what you're actually saying and what the meaning is.
Yes.
I used to think that a Freudian slip, like
was a
Freudian
one?
Was a Floridian slip because, like, people, you know, growing up outside of Florida, you hear about people from Florida, you know, Florida man and all that. Artificial intelligence may, a Floridian slip. Artificial intelligence may play a big role in designing the venues for the 2028 LA Summer Olympics. San Francisco software company Autodesk is under contract to design the overlays for the existing venues, including the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The software can generate complex 3D schematics in a matter of minutes. The technology will ultimately save money for an Olympics that will already cost several billion dollars less than Paris, since no new permanent structures need to be built, and one rendering expert, architect, whatever, is going to be out of a job because that was his job or her job before that came along.
A federal judge is ruling Google violated U.S. antitrust law. Speaking of people that are probably going to lose jobs, in a landmark decision issued Monday, the judge says that the tech giant acted illegally to maintain an online search monopoly. The Department of Justice and a group of several states sued Google in 2020. They accused the company of paying names such as Samsung and Apple billions of dollars each year to have their smartphones and web browsers automatically use their search engine. The ruling could lead to penalties such as forcing Google to change the way it operates or even sell parts of its business.
That's like Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Right. Coca-Cola spends billions of dollars in advertising, especially during the Super Bowl and things like that. You walk up to a place, you say, yeah, give me a hot dog and a Coke. All we got is Pepsi. Yeah, whatever.
It's like what Stephen Colbert
billions
said.
Billions of dollars, right? So now, you know, like they're, I don't know.
Stephen Colbert put it best. He said, Pepsi, the founders of the iconic slogan, we don't have Coke. Is Pepsi okay?
Right, yeah. But Bing, it's like Bing is just not cool. Bing is cringe, dude. It's sus. It's
okay.
Totally not Slay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reel it back.
Yeah, Taylor
girl.
Swift. Okay, so we already talked about Disney or no?
No, we haven't.
That was the next. All right, so Disney, right after I sign up, has already hiked prices on its streaming platforms, including Hulu and ESPN Plus. Beginning in October, the services will cost $1 to $2 more per month. Disney Plus Basic will cost $9.99, and Premium will cost $15.99 per month. Hulu with ads will be on par with Disney Plus Basic, and Hulu without ads will run for $18.99. ESPN Plus, which has ads, will cost $11.99. Keeps going up and up.
Yeah, well, hey, that's streaming services for you. Well, we're not talking about those. We're talking about Netflix. All right, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, some pop culture notes, followed by some wacky stories and good news. And, of course, one last quick check of the roads and weather to send you on your way. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Dude, I've never had more respect for you.
Really?
You like right now.
This is one you like?
Oh, dude. you have been definitely dialing up the hits for old Jake today. Loving it, man. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, for what it's worth, there has been no, coordination with these. I always choose them before we even go live. So that's, nice. That's just how I do it. All righty, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. I'm happy to say that at least on the roads, it's pretty anticlimactic. There doesn't appear to be too much going on. Jake, how's the weather?
96, still pretty hot. We've got no precipitation in the area, no showers moving through. It's going to be very dry, hot, and sunny all week. Tomorrow, 100 degrees expected high with a low of 79 degrees. So the UV index is going to be extreme tomorrow. Definitely check on your pets, your family members, and your neighbors.
For sure. And let's see. Getting into our pop culture notes here, we've got Lil Wayne's Book of Handwritten Rhymes hitting the auction block soon. According to TMZ, the sought-after book of lyrics will be auctioned starting at $5 million after a legal battle over the book wrapped up earlier this year. A man found a notebook in an old car and tried to sell it in 2019 for just $250,000, but the rapper blocked the sale. The man basically claimed finders keepers. And yeah, exactly. Hands on the ears, you know, wiggling the fingers and everything. Mm-hmm. The court took his side after the rapper failed to file any more legal papers.
Well, I did it. Rocky
yeah,
Sammy.
I made the same mistake.
Rocky Sammy Hagar. That's his three names. no, Rocker Sammy Hagar says Aerosmith's decision to stop touring is a horrible thing. At the same time, he told a crowd during a show in Michigan Friday that the decision made by his longtime friend and Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler to call it quits was, although an honorable one. Tyler suffered a vocal cord injury and fractured larynx. Last September, and the band says recovery is not possible. As a tribute, Hagar performed the Beatles song Helter Skelter, which both Aerosmith and Hagar's former band Montrose played when they performed on the same bill for the first time ever in 1974. And as you pointed out last hour, that was 50 years ago.
Also known as half a century. Yeah, that's wild. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is hitting theaters on Christmas. The film starring Timothy Chalamet will release on December 25th, along with the remake of the horror film Nosferatu. A Complete Unknown will tell the life and times of Dylan and is set in the early 1960s. Chalamet is doing his own singing in the film. Man, quite a diverse lineup for Christmas Day, huh? I mean, we've got a Bob Dylan life film, but we also got Nosferatu. How about that?
You know, Kate Blanchett, the actress? Yes. She played Bob Dylan in a black and white movie about Bob Dylan. Believe it or not, she played Bob Dylan. So Timothy Chalamet, a little bit closer to home for me, but
I would say just a tad.
But you know, I gotta say, if you look at the pictures and watch a little bit of the film as I did, she nailed it, man. She did a really good job. She actually looked like him. It was kind of crazy. It's National Root Beer Float Day. The famous combo of root beer and vanilla ice cream, which is amazing, I gotta say.
Yeah.
It has a different origin stories, just like you know, a lot of products that, you know, like the steak sandwich, you know, the Philly cheesesteak. Where did that originate? You know, little things like this. Where did the root beer float actually come from? Well, one story traces it back to the owner of a gold mine and a tavern in Colorado back in the 1890s. I like the sound of that. A&W restaurants marked the occasion by giving away free small root beer floats today while I was at work and did not get to them, 2 to 8 p.m. So if you're out there listening, you've got an hour left.
Yeah, I actually wanted to see because I asked this last hour, where's the nearest A&W restaurant? I don't know where the nearest one is. I'm looking at our maps now.
A&W restaurants near me.
Why did you give me Culver's? Like, come on, man. What is this map here? Okay, so there's an A&W restaurant over in like Central Florida. They got a few over there. And then they've got one. Oh, my goodness. They've got one in Houston. It looks like those are the nearest to us.
Yeah, the nearest one I found on my phone was 838 miles from here. So.
Okay, well, we couldn't have partaken in that even if we wanted to. Well, all right.
I'll go home and make one myself.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, man, root beer and ice cream is hard to mess that up.
Really
all right, good news story here. Michael Bloomberg giving $600 million to the endowments of four historically black medical schools. The former New York City mayor's organization, Bloomberg Philanthropies, is putting forward the money to empower new generations of black doctors. Howard University College of Medicine in D.C., Meharry Medical College in Nashville, and Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta will each get $175 million. Meanwhile, the Charles R. Drew University of Medicine and Science in L.A. will get $75
million. Can I do something real quick?
What's that?
I've always wanted to do this, and now here's my chance.
Oh, geez.
That's the news, and I am out of here.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Jake, in all seriousness, man, thanks for coming in these past couple days
and helping
me with the show. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll talk to you tomorrow.